The president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, has banned setting fires to clear land for 60 days in response to the massive increase in the number of fires in the Amazon rainforest. Mr. Bolsonaro has faced intense criticism at home and abroad for failing to protect the rainforest. The Amazon, which helps to slow down the pace of global warming, has seen more than 80,000 fires break out so far this year. Right now, there are close to 2,000 burning in the region. Sophie Long reports now from Novo Progresso in Pará State, deep in the Amazon.
The landscape along the road that takes us deep into the Amazon bears the scars of the blazes that sparked international outrage and are now threatening a whole way of life. This is the Bao indigenous village. Children here are happily oblivious to the fact that the forest they live off is getting smaller. In the central meeting hut, the men are preparing for a naming ceremony to welcome a newborn, the latest addition to this tight-knit traditional community. But as they prepare to celebrate new life, the village chief tells me the threat to his people is increasing with every day of Jair Bolsonaro's presidency.
If the president continues with his policies, he will diminish indigenous lands so that he can confine us and exterminate us. That's what will happen. Next year, the burning will be even bigger. But we will be here fighting, resisting. We are prepared to die fighting for our land because we are warriors that are not afraid of the Brazilian government.
As the fires continue to burn, the smoke continues to rise from the forest. In Novo Progresso, there is a heavy haze all around. It is smothering the city, and it's choking its children. Carla Tay Silva's two-year-old daughter, Leish, has pneumonia. She's convinced she contracted it because of the smoke. She says if she doesn't get the right treatment, she could die.
The lives of our children are being jeopardized by people that don't have any sense. They are doing harm to other people. They're just thinking about themselves. That's something I don't have words for. They do the damage, then we are the ones who suffer. The children and their mothers.
I asked the nurse on duty, Jelly Bratis, if children's lives are being put at risk. Yes, she tells me, not just the children, it's dangerous for everyone.
This is a huge problem. If things keep going like this, unfortunately, the consequences will be even worse than the ones we're already witnessing.
President Bolsonaro has issued a 60-day ban on burning land, but few here believe that will make any difference.
Even when the fires have been put out, this is what remains: scorched earth, charred skeletons of trees. The dense rainforest that once stood here is no more. The species that lived in it are gone. All that remains is the flat, black land of deforestation. And this has happened in more than 80,000 places across the Amazon this year alone.
Wildfires raging in the Amazon rainforest have hit a record number this year. At least 70,000 have been detected so far by Brazil's Space Research Center. And concerns are growing over the environmental policies of the president, Jair Bolsonaro. The surge marks an 83% increase over the same period last year. It is the highest since records began in 2013. Earlier this week, Brazil's president fired the head of the agency monitoring the Amazon deforestation. Ricardo Galvão told reporters why he thinks he lost his job.
There are various reasons, and one is the president's own attitude. He has this blundering attitude. He doesn't like being pestered, and he doesn't like being contradicted.
Let's talk about Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, who has been blamed for a record number of wildfires across the Amazon rainforest. Conservationists say the leader's policies have encouraged the clearing of land by farmers and loggers, and that's what's led to the outbreak of more than 70,000 fires, an increase of more than 80% in the same period last year. The president has said the fires are simply seasonal.
Turn to another global crisis. The Amazon rainforest still ablaze with fires raging. And now another concern. Those fires from the lungs of the earth, as it's called, is causing problems in the lungs of the Brazilian people. Respiratory issues from lingering smoke from over 80,000 fires this year. So Matt Gutman is on the ground in Campo Grande, Brazil, with more. Matt?
Hey, Kimberly, it rained a little bit overnight here, and it kind of dampened the fires in this area along the Bolivian-Brazilian border. But still, it's going to take a lot more rain. You can see how dry it is around us here. And the rainy season is still a couple of months away. That's the only thing, not firefighters, not tankers, that is going to be able to put out these tens of thousands of fires burning in Brazil right now. Now, one of the things that has been so frustrating to people who care about the Amazon and the Pantanal and all these incredibly important natural preserves in this country and in Bolivia and Peru and Ecuador is the bickering between President Bolsonaro of Brazil and European leaders. Bolsonaro lashing out at Europe after it pledged $22 million to help in the firefight, saying that he didn't like the way that the money was being offered, accusing French President Emmanuel Macron of colonialism, by the way the money was offered, and his people saying, well, maybe that money would be better served reforesting parts of Europe. That has been going back and forth as climate scientists here in Brazil are really concerned that the continuance of these fires is going to put parts of Brazil past the tipping point, that some of these areas that have been forest for millennia and millennia will permanently change into savanna because the dry season will last longer, it will be hotter and drier. Consequently, it'll literally change the weather patterns in parts of Brazil. That is a massive concern for folks here. And something else that people are now starting to worry about is that the air they're breathing. We were in this area called Curumbá, right along the Bolivian-Brazilian border. We saw these massive fires, complexes of fires. Hard to tell if it was one massive fire or hundreds of fires, sending up plumes of smoke thousands and thousands of feet in the air. And scientists that we were flying over this area with estimated that we were alone looking about 1 million burned acres right along that Bolivian-Brazilian border. You can only imagine the amount of smoke put out. And in parts of Brazil, clinics and hospitals are reporting double or more than double the amount of respiratory problems for children because of all of this smoke. And that is something that Brazil is also going to have to contend with. We've been out here for a number of days also. Brazil has said it's deployed 44,000 troops. We haven't seen a single one. The vast majority of firefighters who are out here trying to protect villages or really essential places or places they can get to, those are all volunteers, most of the time just working with mats, what look like floor mats on the end of long poles, and these sprayers, they look like bug sprayers, to try to dampen the fire. That's pretty much the sum total of firefighting capacity that we've seen on the ground in 4 days. Kimberly.
All right, Matt, thank you. Still so unbelievable to see those images.
There it is, a natural disaster that just keeps repeating itself. So we followed the smoke.
We're kind of on this one here.
Yeah, I believe this is this one.
You can follow it live with the maps and satellites from Brazil's Environment Agency. It's a service part funded by the UK.
You can see what it's done through here over the course of the last few weeks, and we came off the main road because we saw this huge plume above us. And the area that's burning is perhaps another mile or so in that direction.
This land is supposed to be permanently protected. The warnings are here. But firefighters have told us that around 90% of the fires in the Amazon region this summer are man-made. It's a long, empty walk-in.
As you get closer, you just hear it crackling away. It keeps popping up in different sections. There are trees falling all around us, and this is what deforestation looks like up close. There is nobody here, there is nobody to stop it, and it just goes on for mile after mile.
The dry season always means wildfires, but in this one state alone, there have been 5,500 fires just this month, and 7 states in Brazil have asked for emergency help. The motive for all this isn't far away. Farmers want more land to exploit and have felt emboldened by Brazil's right-wing government. Environmentalists like Luciana are dismayed.
I am here watching all this and asking for help. We, the people who live here, are asking for help.
What is your impression
of how the Brazilian government are dealing with this.
They are not dealing with it. The Brazilian government is responsible for it. The Brazilian government has helped start these fires. They triggered the attitude of those criminals.
The president of Brazil strongly denies that his policies are to blame. He sent in the military to fight the fires and has brought in international help. But it's happening like this across borders, across the continent. The wilderness is being eaten up.
Fires raging in the Amazon rainforest. Scientists warn at a record pace, and this could be dire, they say, when it comes to climate change. And tonight, Brazil's president and who he's blaming.
Tonight, the Amazon rainforest, often called the planet's lungs, is struggling to breathe. Record fires causing massive devastation, nearly 73,000 detected by researchers so far this year, an 83% increase from 2018. The fires, visible even from space, those white patches, not clouds, but smoke, powerful winds carrying it nearly 1,700 miles away to Sao Paulo. These images from Monday afternoon, drivers forced to use their headlights in the darkness. The major concern, how the wildfires could accelerate climate change. The Amazon rainforest produces 20% of the oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere, a vital defense against global warming. Tonight, Brazil's president, without evidence, suggesting environmental groups may have had a role in the fires as a ploy for money.
And David, President Bolsonaro's critics say he's harmed the rainforest since he took office, selling it off, they feel, to farmers, loggers, and miners. David?
James Longman will stay on it. Thanks.
Brazil's president has announced a 60-day ban on using fires to clear land for livestock or farming. Jair Bolsonaro denies his policies have contributed to the destruction of the Amazon. Critics say he's partly to blame for easing environmental regulations to promote development. The fires this year have destroyed about 1.5 football fields worth of rainforest every minute of every day. Well, Nick Payton-Walsh made the harrowing journey to the front lines to give us this report.
Dusk isn't when you rest as the Amazon burns. It's when the day cools enough to give firefighters a chance. Everything we see in a bumpy hour's drive to nowhere turned to ashes in the last 4 days. This is how. A war that marches across the bush and into the trees when it can.
That feels a bit like the end of the world, doesn't it? And when flames rage like this, the firefighters actually have to pull back. There's nothing they can do, really, until the wind dies down.
Destruction that overshadows an entire branch of our species here.
The Tenyarim are an indigenous community, 1,000 strong, who say they legally own nearly 1 million hectares nearby.
The next generation will have a darker future, he says. Since this president came to power, these things are happening a lot more.
President Jair Bolsonaro is keen to bring what he calls progress to the Amazon, even pushing to let these areas be commercially farmed for the first time.
The raging fires, all of which here have burned since he pledged to send 43,000 troops, clear land for farming too. The sun rises again on a little bit less of this marvel.
The Tenyarim didn't want to be part of our world, but now it wants part of them.
All around are signs of what's fueling the inferno. Land cleared for cattle, so we can eat more beef. Logging and deforestation to enable crops like soy to grow line the busy roads. The firefighters that tackle the blaze here are 3 hours' drive from the nearest village. This is the land we flew over 4 days before, but the devastation is more final from the ground. Fires do occur naturally in the brush, like Bolsonaro says, but it was startling how nearly every policeman, firefighter or official we spoke to said very many are caused deliberately. To clear land, to farm, to alleviate poverty or just make the rich richer. Yet they don't have the water here to put the fire out, only stop its spread. Damage limitation only with the most basic tools on the front line of this global environmental crisis.
Well, senior international correspondent Nick Payton-Walsh joins me now from Porto Velho in western Brazil. And Nick, those were extraordinary pictures we witnessed in your report, and it really hits home the immense task that these firefighters have in front of them, putting out these fires by hand in some cases. From what you witnessed, is the only way to prevent further destruction to convince those with vested interests, the politicians, the farmers you mentioned, to actually change course?
Absolutely. I mean, you can see there, even if, for example, you manage to get the United States military, even Russia, China, all working together potentially to put these fires out, you would still have enormous struggle to get enough water dumped on these parts of the Amazon to actually make an impact. These fires will continue to burn, and it's the pace of the burn that's the issue. Deforestation causes, acts like a catalyst, makes it happen faster, makes it more likely, is often the reason why fires are initially started. There is no real scientific measure as to how much of this crisis is man-made, but as I said anecdotally, a lot of the people we talk to say these fires, many of them, are started by people as part of the deforestation process. So yes, obviously, if you see the challenges there for the small numbers of people in these vast expanses, it is just utterly back-breaking work for them. The only real ways to slow this down is to get the politicians to stop telling the people that it's okay to set fire to the forest to clear the land for agribusiness, to stop promoting agriculture as Brazil's way for economic growth, and potentially look at trying to find other ways to get people who set the fires to enrich themselves through other means. Christina?
All right, Nick, very important for us to see these pictures close up. Thank you very much there from Porto Velho.